AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In New York, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores have arrived to a federal courthouse in Manhattan. The two are scheduled to appear before U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein at noon. As a defendant in the U.S. legal system, Maduro will have the same rights as anyone else. That includes the right to a trial by a jury of regular New Yorkers. Maduro's lawyers are expected to contest the legality of his arrest, arguing that he's immune from prosecution as a sovereign head of state. U.S. forces extracted Maduro and his wife from their home on a military base in a middle-of-the-night operation Saturday. Meanwhile, a Chinese official is sending a message to the U.S. government. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian says this act seriously violates international law and the basic norms governing international relations and infringes upon Venezuela's sovereignty and threatens peace and security in Latin America and the Caribbean. China's calling on the U.S. to release Maduro and his wife, saying stop toppling the government of Venezuela and resolve issues through negotiations and dialogue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is ending his bid for a third term as governor, less than 4 months after launching a re-election campaign. Walz was the 2024 Democratic candidate for vice president. The U.S. Secret Service has detained a man in connection with broken windows at Vice President J.D. Vance's residence in Ohio.
Two law enforcement officials say the man broke a window with a hammer and tried to enter the house. The home in Cincinnati's Walnut Hills neighborhood was unoccupied. Vance and his family were not in Ohio. The Secret Service is working with local police and the U.S. Attorney's Office on possible charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. The first criminal trial over the delayed law enforcement response to a deadly shooting in Uvalde, Texas, is scheduled to start today. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Nearly 4 years after a gunman killed 19 fourth-grade students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, police officer Adrian Gonzalez will go on trial for allegedly failing to take action to protect students. Many families believe that if Gonzalez and the nearly 400 officers who responded had confronted the gunman sooner instead of waiting more than an hour, lives might have been saved. It's a rare case in which a police officer could be convicted for allegedly failing to act to stop a crime and protect lives. Gonzalez is charged with 29 counts of child endangerment. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.